Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, of everything out there you could cover, the Penguins in the Stanley Cup Final, the Steelers in the Super Bowl, shockingly, the Pirates in the World Series, where does being in person at a U.S. Open rank?
Well, Pony, that's a hard question because you would like to be in all those, just because of the adrenaline rush that comes from being at an event like this. But, I mean, when you're talking about Super Bowl, you're talking about Stanley Cup Finals, we've been fortunate enough to cover them and be part of those. And, I mean, anytime you get that to that stage, it's incredible. This is different, though. This is a week-long version, and you see build-up to what it's going
to
be like.
It's a marathon, Bob. It's not a sprint.
It is, and you know it's four rounds. And while you can talk about somebody who shot very well today, like J.J. Spahn, bogey-free, only the eighth time in the history of any U.S. Open at Oakmont. Eighth, think about that. Eight out of any round that's been played here in the now 10 U.S. Opens, only eight have been bogey-free. That's what he did today. But he can also lose this event by shooting 78 tomorrow. That's the fun part about it. There are ups and downs. You got to be able to do it consistently. And we saw Patrick Reed just, and we were out walking. Of course, I missed this. I was on the other side, but I heard the roar. And he just made a two on the par five fourth hole, which is a ridiculously long, well-bunkered hole. And to put in the hole in two, that's the
they all. He didn't even know. He didn't even know, Bob. He had to ask them. Like he pointed down. Like, did it go in?
So he gets. So it's a minus
shot,
three.
Right?
It's 300. It's the rarest
you know
shot
that.
In golf.
Bob, can you see it from where he hit his shot?
No, you can't. You're right. I have played that hole like you have, and you can't see it. Can you name? It is just the fourth known albatross in U.S. Open history, Bob. Can you name any of the other three golfers who have accomplished the feat? One did it in 1985, one in 2010, and one in 2012.
Oh, my God. No, I know the only one in the Masters that I knew of was Gene Sarazen on number two, the par five. But I don't remember any of those other ones. Who were they?
T.C. Chen at Oakland Hills in 85. We all know him because he double hit the ball. Sean McKeel, former PGA champion at Pebble Beach in 2010, and the legend that is Nick Watney at Olympic Club in 2012, Bob.
How about that?
Bob, am I right to say that, in a way, you would almost rather just sit and watch guys warm up on the range than actually watch the action on the course?
Well, I mean, if you're going to walk it, it's hard to walk and see everything. You know,
it
that's
really
what
is.
Television
is
made
is
for
tough.
Golf. You can sit there for all day and watch this stuff if you're really into it, and because the camera will take you to every possible shot that you need to see in sequential order. The range is great because you can go down here, and we have access to watch and go up close enough to see how these guys actually prepare. And I'm a big fan of that. I love to see what they're working on. But, man, when you get out here, you just got to survive. And that's, I think, the name of this one. There's a lot of carnage. I was talking to Neil Shipley yesterday. He mentioned carnage three different times unsolicited.
Wow.
When you hear golfers talk about carnage, we saw that today with, how about Shane Lowry? He makes an eagle today, and he still shoots 79. That's incredible to me.
Bob, I got more carnage news here. He's six holes in, and he started one under through two. Scottie Scheffler has made three bogeys now. He is plus two on the front nine, six holes into his championship.
Yeah, I saw him. He hit both sides of the church pews on three and four. So now when you hit the double church pews, you know, you're going to need to do a lot of soul searching, and you're going to have to go in there and pray a little bit in those church pews.
Bob, we all bow down to you when it comes to your golf knowledge. You have made some of the greatest golf predictions of all time. You had Ernie Els winning in 94. You picked Hideki Matsuyama at the Masters 6 years ago. You called that out. And then Jim Nantz said, what was it, a moment in the sun for Matsuyama.
Correct.
He evoked the flag of Japan.
Right.
But Bob, this year, it's 319 on Thursday. Your two picks are already dead. Tommy Fleetwood, 74. Lucas Glover, 74. You're out.
Well, no, not so fast. And Chris will tell you about this. You can follow 74 with a 66, 67 if you're good enough to do it. And somebody, even the winning score here, somebody's going to have a round that's going to be, you're not going to find many rounds in the 60s, but you can get back into it. The leading score right now is minus four. That's it. So that means you're eight
back.
Shots off the lead.
They're done, Bob.
Eight
they're
shots.
They're R.I.P. D.O.A.
I mean, they
dead
may,
on arrival.
They may be. But what if J.J. Spons goes out and shoots 74 tomorrow, someone shoots 69? Now you're making up five, you're down three instead of eight. It's a long, as Chris said, this is a marathon, baby. Andrew, he goes up and down, and with this gnarly rough, and the way the green speeds are going to just continue to get faster, I'm telling you, you'll be lucky to be under par when this thing's all said and done.
No one at Oakmont has come back, I think, from a bigger deficit. Six is the biggest after round one. That was Larry Nelson in 1983. Did you know when he made that 65-foot putt at 16 to win on
right.
Monday, who was right next to him? Pump.
Me.
No. It was right there. 100%.
And you knew it was in all the way, didn't you, Pump?
No, I was thinking he was going to three-putt. You know, I mean, that's kind of how that green is over there. But, you know, I'll tell you this. You look back at some of these things that you've seen over the years, and in 1994, no, I'm going back to Johnny Miller. Right? Johnny Miller shot 63 on the final day. The history of his Saturday suggested by his own admission that he thought he was dead. So he played with a whole different attitude. The story goes he lost his rangefinder. He couldn't go out on Saturday, so he didn't have distances. And back then, those were a big part. You didn't have caddies to carry. You carried him, and he left them in his hotel room. So he shot 76 on Saturday, thought he was dead, Pony. Just remember this. He followed with a 63, made up a whole bunch of ground after starting birdie, 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 birdie on the final day en route to the best, you know, final round score in U.S. Open history.
He lost his rangefinder in 73. They had those? What was it, a tape measure?
They had. Yeah, they had these little, and they're totally different. They were like thin, like, I don't know, tubes almost. But you could use them back then. So
I'm imagining
like
a pirate at sea, like getting one of those like little eyeglasses.
I know what you're
out.
Talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have those, and they also have the yardage books and all the stuff the caddies do to do it. So whatever it was, he did not have access to yardage and the way he would normally do it, and he shot 76. And in his admission, he's going to be here, by the way, tomorrow. He and Jack Nicklaus talking about that round. He basically said that
why
I just
is he not on NBC anymore? That's a terrible job by them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because he became too critical. I don't know why. But
well, that's what people want to hear. People don't want to hear soft peddling of, like, if so-and-so throws out a four-putt.
I don't want to hear Jeff Ogilvie kiss everybody's ass for 4 days.
I want to hear somebody be critical when it's right. I want to hear somebody saying, what was he thinking there? Why is he making this play at this time?
I agree. They also demoted Paul Ehsinger. He was good at
that. Brandel Chamblee is good at that.
Yes,
and Brandel Chamblee has called out a lot of guys. And I think that's good to do. There's no, I mean, it's all in just, you know, coverage. It has nothing to do with any personal feelings here. You're just saying this guy should have done that. It's
right.
a bad, but whatever it is. And I think he did that too much, and he annoyed. But anyway, that 73, I mean, that 19 in the 73 Open, follow with 76 with a 63 is pretty amazing. So
Bob,
don't rule it out yet, Pony. Don't rule it out yet. If Fleetwood comes through tomorrow, I'll be texting.
All this in service of defending your Fleetwood pick. What do you make of this guy? Because Brooks Koepka's two under. He's two off the lead. He makes the eagle at four, Bob, but this is what would have me arching an eyebrow if I were the rest of the field. What I think that guy has done better than almost anybody in the U.S. Open, winning it twice when he's won them. I know at Aaron Hills he went low because that was kind of weird. But when he wins majors, he just churns out pars, takes the opportunities when he gets them, and just doesn't really go backwards much.
He loves these tournaments.
Six pars and an eagle, and suddenly if that guy gets a taste of blood again, I think he's going to be around on the weekend. I don't think, as long as he gets through this round without giving a bunch back early in this tournament, I think you're going to have to deal with 35-year-old Brooks Koepka the rest of the way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think there's any question. He has the pedigree to do it, and he plays his best in these kinds of events. And he has the history to show it.
Who is he related to, Bob?
Dick Groat.
Yes.
Dick Groat was his great uncle. Does great uncle qualify as a relative in Bob Pompeini's opinion, or a distant relative?
Well, for me, in when we're talking about Italian heritage, we're all related somehow. If you have vowels in your name, we're somehow related. So I may be related to both of you guys. To me, that's still in the blood.
Yeah. Well, Bob,
Brooks Koepka is a good choice at this point. Now we'll see what he does the rest of the way. Well, he's in the rough here on one of these.
It's funny you mentioned that. The updated odds are out right now on FanDuel. Scheffler, despite being what is he, Mulsey, 2 over?
He has moved backwards. He had a 2 over.
So yeah. He is six
three
shots
over
back
in his last 4 holes. Yep.
And he is still the favorite at +450. Spahn is actually now the second favorite at 11-to-1. Your two golfers at 12-to-1. John Rahm. And another very trendy pick this week, Colin Morikawa, 12-to-1 on FanDuel.
Did you pick Rahm? Who picked Rahm? Did you pick that? Who is it, Chris or you, Paul?
I got him in our draft.
I picked Oberg as my pick to win.
By the way, the guy I really like, and I didn't tell you about this, but when we did our special last week, Rich Walsh and I threw out the name Christian Bezuten out, and he is now 2 under par.
You've
thrown out like 100 names. Huh? You do enough shows, you get to throw out like 30 names. So
I like that name.
Yes, I know
He plays on the World DP Tour. He's really good, and he's playing well today so far. But
if his last name was just Hout, and it was just you said the word Hout, would you have picked him?
No.
Or did you pick
it.
Him because you enjoy the name?
I like the name, and I used to love it when tennis finals would have Slobodan Zivojinovic against Goran Ivanisevic.
Bob, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the golf.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.